This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The death toll in U.S. airstrikes on pro-Iran installations in eastern Syria has risen to 19 fighters, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is a war monitor, said on Saturday. The observatory said that toll was from the initial U.S. response to a drone attack on Thursday on a U.S. military position in Syria that killed one American contractor and wounded another contractor and five troops. U.S. President Joe Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau presented a united front against authoritarian regimes as Biden visited the Canadian capital days after the leaders of China and Russia held a Moscow summit. Images of Biden and Trudeau standing side by side in Ottawa announcing agreements, including on semiconductors and migration, represented a counterpoint to the scene in Moscow days ago. Berlin residents vote on a proposal Sunday that would force the German capital to drastically ramp up its climate goals. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The referendum calls for Berlin to become climate neutral by 2030, meaning that within less than 8 years, the city would not be allowed to contribute further to global warming. An existing law sets a deadline for achieving that goal at 2045, which is also Germany's national target. The center-right's Christian Democratic Union, which won a recent rerun election in the capital, opposes the ambitious target but would be bound to implement it if the referendum passes. Grassroots group that initiated the vote had received considerable financial support from U.S.-based philanthropists who say it would become a model for the rest of the world. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The man who inspired the movie Hotel Rwanda has been released from prison, where he had been serving a 25-year sentence on terrorism charges. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. officials say Paul Rusesabagina was released from a Rwandan prison on Friday. Rwanda earlier announced Friday that it was commuting his sentence. U.S. officials say the development comes after intense diplomatic negotiations by the United States. Rusesabagina is a U.S. permanent resident. He was accompanied by a U.S. embassy official as he was moved from prison to the residence of the Qatari ambassador in Kigali late on Friday, this according to two senior Biden administration officials. Rusesabagina was sentenced in September of 2021 to 25 years in prison over his ties to a group opposed to Rwandan President Paul Kagame. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
In the U.S., police in South Texas say two migrants are dead and others hospitalized after being found in a freight train. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Uvalde Police Department says dispatchers received a 911 call Friday afternoon from someone saying a group of migrants were suffocating in a freight train car that had been traveling near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Border Patrol was able to stop the train, and police say they found about 15 migrants. Union Pacific Railroad says the people were in two cars, 12 in a shipping container, including the two who died, and three in a hopper car. At least 10 of the migrants were sent to hospitals. Union Pacific says the train was traveling east from Eagle Pass, bound for San Antonio. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also in the U.S., a powerful tornado has torn through rural Mississippi and Alabama, killing at least 13 people, destroying buildings and knocking out power as severe weather has moved through several southern states and prompted authorities to warn some in its path that they were in a life-threatening situation. In an AP interview, lead forecaster of the Storm Prediction Center, Rich Thompson, says it's a huge swath along the path of the storm.
This weather event so far has been a storm that we call a supercell formed in far northeast Louisiana and is continuing as we speak into kind of north central Mississippi. It looks like there's been at least off and on tornado damage for roughly 75 or 80 miles.
Russian forces have attacked northern and southern stretches of the front in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Even as Kyiv said Moscow's assault was flagging near the city of Bakhmut. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.